From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump is preparing for his Monday meeting with Russia's leader. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump is spending the weekend at his seaside Trump Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland. Aides have said he's busy preparing for Monday's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but that's not keeping him off Twitter. He sent out tweets hailing the job market and Friday's bump in the Dow, blaming his predecessor for election hacking, and saying he's been hate-watching CNN. He's also acknowledged playing some golf, which has attracted protesters, including Mary Crows.
It's just dangerous. It's ghastly. And we want to show our protest, because if you just say nothing, it's okay.
Police kept the protesters at Turnberry a distance from the president, but they were within sight and did get away from him. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United Nations says the conflict in Afghanistan killed nearly 1,700 civilians in the first 6 months of 2018, the highest number recorded in any comparable time period over the last decade. Islamic State plotted suicide and other attacks caused 52% of civilian casualties, mainly in the capital, Kabul. At least one person is dead and several others wounded after a siege on a Nicaraguan church where about 150 protesters, priests, and journalists took shelter after coming under attack by paramilitary forces. Church officials negotiated a release of the captives, mostly students, after they spent Friday night trapped under gunfire in the Divine Mercy Catholic Church. The students were then taken out of the church and transported to the cathedral. Supporters lining the streets cheered as buses carrying the students passed by. The siege came after a protest calling for the resignation of President Daniel Ortega Thursday in a nationwide strike on Friday. This is VOA News. Israel launched what it termed its most powerful attacks against Gaza's dominant Hamas group as militants in the Palestinian enclave fired dozens of rockets across the border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
After consultations with the defense minister, the chief of staff, and Israel's top defense officials, we decided on powerful action against Hamas terrorism. Israeli armed forces delivered the most powerful blow against Hamas since the 2014 Gaza war. We will increase the intensity of our attacks as necessary.
Two Palestinian teenagers were killed in one of the more than 40 airstrikes the Israeli military carried out in Gaza since Friday. The military said about 100 rockets were launched from Gaza at southern Israel. A human rights watchdog says Egyptian authorities are increasingly using counterterrorism and state of emergency laws in courts to unjustly prosecute journalists, activists, and critics for their peaceful criticism. Human Rights Watch said Sunday the abusive practices and distortion of counterterrorism measures happened while Egypt was chairing one of the United Nations committees to ensure compliance and counterterrorism resolutions, and while the UN's most senior counterterrorism official was visiting the country. Some cases, according to the rights group, have been transferred to the emergency state security courts that the government claims are being used only against terrorists and drug traffickers. An activist says thousands of protesters have fanned out in Iraq's southern oil-rich province of Basra to protect a lack of public services and the shrinking job market there. There have been similar protests across the country. Basra protests boiled over last week when security forces killed one protester and wounded five others. British police search teams have found more than 400 items as part of the investigation into the poisoning of two British citizens by the Russian-made nerve agent Novichok. AP's Karen Shamus reports.
Metropolitan Police said they had found a small bottle believed to be the source of the nerve agent that killed Dawn Sturges and sickened Charlie Rowley. The small bottle was found during searches of Rowley's house, and police have interviewed Rowley in recent days since he recovered consciousness. Police are still looking into where the bottle came from and how it came to be in Rowley's house. Further tests will be carried out to establish whether it's from the same batch that was used to poison Russian ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in March. Karen Chamas, London.
Generals from the United States and North Korea have met to discuss the repatriation of the remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War. Michael Minahan, an Air Force Major General with U.S. Forces Korea and the Chief of Staff for United Nations Command, met with the North Korean general Sunday at the border village in the demilitarized zone. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.